Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. With us in the storms. Today we look at the book of Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 to 27. Then he got into the boat and his disciples followed him. Without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we're going to drown." He replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him." Experienced fishermen were terrified that they were going to drown. Meanwhile, Jesus was sleeping, as if he didn't care, as if he fell asleep on the job of protecting them. Does it sometimes seem that Jesus doesn't care, or that he's fallen asleep on the job of protecting you? What storms are stressing you out? What winds are buffeting you? Is your doctor concerned and ordering more tests? Are finances squeezing you? Are there problems with some children or their parents? Are there issues in your own family? Are there struggles with other staff members as you trudge through the long winter? If Jesus loves us, then why do these bad and sad things happen to us? Even though Jesus was sleeping, he didn't forget about his disciples. He could have woken up and calmed the storm before they panicked. He could have stopped the storm before it even started. But he stayed sleeping, and he used the storm to teach his disciples to look to him in every need. He taught them that they couldn't solve all of their own problems. They couldn't keep themselves safe. They needed help. They despaired of their own efforts and turned to Jesus. Jesus wants us to turn to him too. He knows we need his help, not just to get through some stressful situation in our daily lives, but especially for the forgiveness of sins. He uses the storms in our lives to get us to keep our focus on him. Jesus will not fall asleep on the job. He will keep providing you what you need for each day. He will keep forgiving. He is your Savior who even controls the winds and the waves for the good of his people. Stay focused on him. Dear Jesus, thank you for your constant attention to my needs, especially my greatest need of salvation. Amen. A question to ponder. What are your storms right now? If you were encouraging someone else with your same storms, what would you say to them? What would be your prayer for them? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.